it's ironic that we're here in Montgomery, Alabama, still trying to figure out ways to make sure that people gain control over their lives. The parent choice movement is one part of that overall effort. Well, I think what's important is for low-income and working-class people, no matter what race they are, to be able to have these choices that those of us with money have. It's particularly important for low-income and working-class children of color because so many of them are in schools that do not work for them. And so the idea is to give them other options, other choices.
If you're a low-income working-class family and you are assigned to a neighborhood school where 85 to 90% of the kids are failing, what do you do? There is a shortfall and there are some inequities in terms of educational opportunities and access to educational opportunities.
Black Power was about how do people gain control over their own institutions and over their own lives. What Parent Choice is trying to give families more control over the decision-making as to where's the best place for their children to get the education that they desire for them.
The biggest roadblocks to education reform, the biggest roadblocks to school choices is some of the folks who are part of the intractable bureaucracy, the status quo, the union politics. Teachers care about kids, most teachers, but the political arm of the teachers union is about power and money and control.
Well, the teachers union are protecting their interests. And so when we marched today past the Alabama Education Association, there's thousands of kids who are saying, we want choice. You got a group of adults standing over here saying, no, we want to protect our interests. So the dichotomy is clear. Anytime you try to make a change, there's going to be holders of the status quo who are going to oppose that change.
We've been trying to build a reform movement from the top down, but now, particularly through School Choice Week, we're seeing it percolate from the bottom up. And that's why through a recent poll we did at the American Federation of Children, it showed that 70% of all Americans believe in school choice. So I think people are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
If you're part of an organization and you have no power to exit, your voice is diminished. But if you're a part of an organization and you have the capacity to exit, it increases your power and increases your voice. So that, for example, people who say, well, these children are leaving our system, there's a clear way for the kids not to leave. Improve the education that they're getting. And if you improve the education that they're getting, why would parents want to exit?
This is something we've got to take a stand on, and we can't be held hostage by the purient politics of the union.